Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode here of Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me is Rihanna Manuel Pena. How you doing, Rihanna?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We only have a couple days left. We have the Game Awards coming up this week. There's a couple other events we have to attend happening also this week. And then we're out. On vacation, but we have a Game of the Year episode coming out next week or so. Is it next week? Yeah, sometime next week.
Lots of surprises in that one.
Yeah, it's the last episode of the year. Last episode. But in the meantime, there's not really much to talk about. There's not like a lot of news because, you know, a lot of companies are saving stuff for the Game Awards. But this episode, I would like for us to talk about Call of Duty, Black Ops 7. I know we've been playing this for a long time. We got the game early from Activision. Shout out to them. And also Step 3 for sending us codes. And I want us to talk about our experience with Black Ops 7 and also the new season pass, the good and bad from this. But yeah, we're definitely going to be talking about it here. And let's talk about Call of Duty overall. Were you excited to play this game? We usually play this a lot every year.
Yeah, I was very excited for this game. Call of Duty is my jam since way back in the Modern Warfare 4 days. And I really look forward to Black Ops because it's the one in the series that tends to be the most kind of like futuristic and kind of out there. Mm-hmm. And I think they did a great job at sticking with that in this iteration. I know there are mixed reviews on how well they did that, but I like that it's different. I like that there's some more futuristic things in there, some more mind-bendy things in there. And I mm-hmm. like how that's kind of spilled over into not only the zombies, which we'll talk about today, but also into some of the Battle Pass items, which I think are pretty cool. So I'm loving it so far. I've had a good time playing it. I like playing Black Ops. I don't have many complaints.
Yeah, I'm going to start with the one that people have been talking about the most because it is what it is. It's the campaign, the co-op campaign. So I never play this by myself. I usually will have friends. So it was you, me, Paris, and Khalif. We all got together and got to play this online. And we had a good time. Like, it wasn't nothing, you know, the huge. Now, typically, when we play the campaign, the previous Call of Duty games, it never stood out to me. I was like, sometimes I just skip it completely because I didn't want to miss the opportunity to level up my character, you know. So that was one of the reasons what stood out to me about this one. I'm like, oh, so I could play this game and I could still level up. Easy for me to prestige, not only playing that, but also playing the end game, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. And then I could continue using the same character, multiplayer and zombies. I can still continue leveling up. I think that's pretty cool because usually I'll skip the campaign and just go straight to multiplayer and zombies. That's it. You know, so that's cool. I know there's some parts of the game where in the co-op campaign that people are like, yo, this is weird. What is going on? Like, look, everybody's going to have different opinions about it. I had a good time, but it was because I was playing with friends, not because I was playing solo. So I just want to throw that out because I did mention that and people flipped out like, wait.
What?
Oh, yeah, people flipped out like, wait, really? You like the campaign? I'm like, the campaign was okay. It honestly, that's my least favorite of the whole package was the campaign. Everything else is like, it's better. You know, it's better.
This may be a hot take, but I actually like the campaign. I thought it was different, interesting. It felt more action-y and definitely mm-hmm. more like I mean, it's not realistic set in, you know, a historical battle, obviously. Mm-hmm. There are other games that do that really well if you want to play that. But I think what this did was it pulled on a little bit of the nostalgia of previous Black Ops games with some of the characters. I won't go into too many spoilers into the story. And that part was fun. I thought it was neat how it called back to it. And yes, you could tell, you could kind of ding them for, you know, pulling on the previously well-received IP, but it's a sequel. Like, what else are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
So I like that they referenced previous Black Ops characters and storylines and took it to a very different place. And I'm actually going to be putting up on my socials pretty soon a video of some of the craziest moments in our cult campaign playthrough, which, as you said, we did co-op with Paris and Ka, which was super different and fun and challenging. And, you know, there's some things I've never seen before, which I always give extra points to. And I enjoyed it. I briefly debated whether or not I wanted to kind of like go deeper into the end game, which is not as much for me. Just the format is a little slow. I like the fast pace of multiplayer and zombies more. But yeah, I really did enjoy the campaign. I thought the characters are fun, and you know, it was some really cool set pieces that blew my mind, and I felt powerful, and you know, it gave me the action hero fantasy fulfillment that I go to Call of Duty for. Like that's what I play it for, and I felt like I got all of that. And yeah, there are a couple of memorable characters. Some of the dialogue is kind of cringe, but I mean, it's Call of Duty. What do you expect?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Look, I even mentioned, like, yo, we were cracking up playing co-op campaign for different reasons, but it was okay. We had a good time. That, to me, what I care most about, not just, like, you know, I feel like sometimes the internet will pick one issue and then make it seem like that's the whole game. And
exactly.
Overall, I think there's more good things in this game than bad, you know? So
agreed.
I
think it's still worth your time. And
yeah,
I mean, obviously there's a high price point for a lot of these games right now, especially if we want to talk about Battle Pass, which I mentioned earlier. But honestly, you get a lot of game for your money between zombies and multiplayer and this co-op campaign, which you can play either, you know, with friends in split screen, I believe, or online. There's a lot of options for what you want to play there, which is pretty cool. And you don't get that with a lot of games these days. So I'll give Call of Duty and specifically Black Ops its flowers. I think it's a decent follow up and much better than some of the previous iterations in the Call of Duty series. Yeah.
It's not the worst, because people make it seem like this is the worst Call of Duty, and it's not. I don't think so. But I'll mention this: the end game. I know you brought it up briefly. I like it. I think it's cool. We only tried it a couple times because we've been focusing more on zombies and multiplayer, because that's like our thing. It reminded me of, was it two Call of Duty's ago, where they had zombies in there, but it was like this format, which was like open, and it was all right. I feel like it was so slow at that time. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, there's a lot of things to discover in there, but I feel like it was a lot of things missing in there. Like, it wasn't fast paced like how it is now with zombies and multiplayer, right? So we tried this out now, and I think for what it is, it was cool. Like, it's something, it's not something that is going to make me go back every single time. I think if it's something where I would like to take a break from playing zombies and multiplayer, like, hey, you know what? Let's try that out. We'll go and try that out, you know. But I think campaign and endgame is like the least favorite things from my list of all the stuff that I like about Call of Duty. But I just want to bring that up. You know, it is optional. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's cool if you want to try something out and you still want to level up. It's not like you're going to be missing out if you play that and you still think, oh, am I going to have experience points for my character? Like, you're still going to level up no matter what. So that's the good thing, you know? So,
yeah.
And plus there's stuff to discover there, like new story and stuff like, so that is part of season one. So that's good. But this way, we launched, the game, and season one trailer popped up, and it's the story continues from the campaign, and we saw what happened, and we were like, wait, what? Like,
this I gasped out loud. I was like, so what?
Just with that alone, it is changing my mind about going back to endgame and seeing other stuff you could discover as part of the story. So that's pretty cool. I think that's a dope thing to see. Now I will mention this, that multiplayer, I think, is to me is one of my favorite parts of the game. Zombies, I'll put it like a close second.
With
multiplayer, it's been phenomenal. I know they added new maps with season one, and Activision is calling this the biggest season ever with so much content there, which is true. But some of the content that popped up is not something that I really like. Like, for example, some of the maps, some of the newer maps that got released for season one for multiplayer, it's okay. Like, it doesn't really stood out to me like the original maps that came within the game. You know, I know people love Nuketown. That's not my thing. I don't care. You know me, Rhea. I don't like Nuketown. That's not my thing. But people love that level. But one of the new levels, I think it was like there's like houses and there's like they consider like a warp. You go in there, you go to like another area of the map. Like that map, I can't remember the name of that map, but I think you look it up. I wasn't a fan of that map at all. I didn't like it, honestly. I played multiple times. It will pop up. I think it's good for like a good 6v6 type map. I think that's one of them. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, you did? I think it's part of the list of season one. But
which one?
But,
you want the one that has the warp portals?
It's
on
like
it?
Warp portals, and it's like houses in there too. It's okay. It's okay. It's not for me. Not for me compared to the other maps I got to play in the game. I think that's my least favorite map. My least favorite.
I'm looking.
Mm-hmm. Now the one that is like the trains hanging up, and you could walk around and jump wall to wall, and you know what I'm talking about, it's like a lot of buildings in there. You know, I can't remember the name of that map.
It's so that's, hard to like you're describing so many of them.
There's map. There's like trains that you could also jump. In from the new maps, you could jump on top of the train. It looks futuristic.
Oh, Utopia.
Utopia. There you go.
Utopia. This is a map that if eagle-eyed listeners for GTR ever catch our late night streams, we were playing with a friend of the show, Khalif Adams from mm-hmm. Spawn on Me, on this map the other day and cracking up for like the entire round. It was a lot of fun. And the map has a lot of hilarious pitfalls where you could absolutely just fall to your death, and it's mm-hmm. very funny.
And it's hilarious playing that Kill Confirm. Oof, it's hilarious on that one. You know, so but that's one of my favorite maps of the new ones that came out. That one. So, but yeah, overall, I'll mention this. Overall, like I really enjoyed multiplayer a lot. It's I think it's the number one part of this game. My favorite part of this game. Usually, it's more zombies, but I feel like zombies. It went a little bit down, just a little bit, compared to the previous zombies. And the thing is, I think I like the new map for zombie that just came out that's part of season one. Gets a lot smaller. I feel like the other one that came out originally from the game, I feel like it's too big. And just driving, getting to the other side, it just took so long. Like, it kills the vibe sometimes. Like, it's there's a lot of good in there, but there's also some bad that kind of lowered down the experience a bit for me. But it's still my second favorite part of Call of Duty Black Ops 7. You get what I'm saying?
And for season one, the new map is called Astra Malorum. And what I really like about this update, this map for zombies, is it's much tighter than was it Ashes of the Damned. And it's also, it feels a little bit more approachable. Like, the objectives are a lot more straightforward. It's really just go in a big loop, unlock everything, and survive, right? Like, there are some mini objectives that they give you once you've gotten past a certain number of mainline objectives, and it gives you something else to work on as you're just, you know, running in a circle, trailing a bunch of zombies in a kite. And they're really fun. Like there's one that we found the other day that we got really reliant on. It was a certain trap area that we had to set, and it became the point where we couldn't even survive without the trap going off to kill some of the zombies for us. And we had a good time. It was a lot of fun, and it's a little bit easier to keep up with your other players. You don't get quite as separated, quite as far from each other. Again, because it's one small loop, it's a little bit easier to stick together. It's easier if you're queuing in with randoms or playing with people that don't use mics. It's a lot easier to keep up with each other in this new map as well. So, yeah, there are a lot of things in this this Zombies update that I'm a big fan of. It makes me want to play Zombies more than the previous one. And I think that's huge, right? Because I already liked it. So wanting to go back into Astral Malorum even more often than I used to, you know, I find myself switching off of multiplayer more now. So that's really successful and really cool. But yeah, that's like my main thoughts on Zombies is that it was already good in Black Ops 7, and they made it even better with this season 1 update.
Mm-hmm. Now this one game, one mode that we haven't even played yet. We haven't even tried it out, and this is the Zombies Arcade.
Yeah, Dead Ops Arcade. We played it before in previous Black Ops.
Yeah, but this one I haven't played it at all because we've been focusing on so many other things in the game. So, and we play, put it this way, we play Black Ops 7 every day, every single day.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's either on our Xbox Ally or Ally X, or we're playing on PC or console. So we're always playing. Even when we go to Dominican Republic very, very soon, in a couple of days, we're still going to be continuing playing Black Ops, you know? So the game is fun. You know, I think at the end of the day, people are gonna have fun in different ways when they play a game. And for me, if I buy a game or download a game through Game Pass, if it's something that I'm going to go and play it and go back again and again and just play it, because I'm enjoying it, that's like the part that I love, is when the replay value of the just going online or playing solo and I'm always going back to the game, back to back, you know. So this is the game that I think I have the most hours out of any other game that it came out this year. It's either this, Black Ops 7, and also Luminous Arise for me, you know. Right now I have like close to 500 hours of just Call of Duty for like the past 3 years or so, I think. Over 500 hours.
Wow.
So I play Black Ops a lot. You know, so I play Call of Duty a lot. Here's the thing, I know people love Warzone. It's not for me. Do you like Warzone at all, Ryu?
I find Warzone in Endgame very similar, where it's just so slow, 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 slow. No action. And then all the action's bunched up into one moment. And if you don't make it out of that moment, it's like, I feel like I wasted a lot of time. That's my trouble with Endgame and Warzone. And the Battle Royale application in general to Call of Duty just has not been successful to me. I think what Call of Duty does really well is moment-to-moment gameplay and gunplay, and you don't get any of that in the majority of the time you spend in Endgame or Warzone. And so it doesn't really fulfill me as somebody who's very choosy with how much time I spend on what game, because my game time is very limited as a parent of a young child. I got to get a lot of bang for my buck, and it just isn't. So it's not the modes that I go to at all. I go much more for multiplayer and zombies, which are my top one and two.
Yeah. Like, I don't see, like, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, I don't see myself going back to the co-op campaign. Like, I think once I'm done, I'm done. Right. I will go back to Endgame and Warzone, maybe because, hey, I want to take a little break from zombies, a little break from multiplayer. And we get together with friends and like, hey, let's just try it out. And we just play maybe one game or two and that's it, you know. But I definitely will go back to Zombies even more with this new map, because I really, really love this map more than the first map. And I'm having a good time with multiplayer. And here's the thing that I really love is the leaderboards that they added. I think a week ago. Well, we should. I enjoy it. I know there's some bad, but I'll tell you why I enjoy it. I enjoy it because I want to see, when the leaderboards launch for multiplayer, that was the first one that came out. Now there's a new one for zombies. When it came out for multiplayer, it will randomly select other players that's also playing, and it will pop up there, right? You will see leaderboard every match. You could also do that in the lobby when you're waiting for it to go to the next match. And there's always going to be a couple people from that leaderboard. It's like, yo, they're just playing this like every single time. And here's a bad thing. And it reminds me of a game that I played years ago. It was a Tetris game. I can't remember exactly the name of it, but I will play that a lot. My brother was in the top of the leaderboards. I think he was like number one in the world. He will turn off the Xbox console, go to sleep. He turns it on. Now he's like number 12 because he was out for a couple of hours. That's the part that sucks, that where as soon you turn it off, somebody that's in that leaderboard is going to come up because you're taking a break, or maybe you got to go to work or whatever. And then your profile goes down the leaderboards because of you're not playing. You know, there's people that just play this like nonstop, and they're like a number one, number two, or something like that, you know? So, but I enjoy it because it makes me want to go back and just play again and seeing my score and going back. Like, it's, to me, it's fun. It's not, I didn't find it frustrating. And here's the thing, it is optional. You could just ignore this whole way and just play your games and you still will have fun, you know? But I think it's cool. It's something different. I don't mind. I feel like I'm enjoying more the multiplayer leaderboards than the zombie leaderboards, because the point system, the score system on that is very different than the multiplayer one, you know? So, but go ahead. I know you have lots of things to say about this new leaderboard system that they have. They will, it's like part of the event that happens every few weeks or so.
I don't have a lot to say. I just don't like it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And I can make this quick because you already explained it really well. But, you know, it's similar to, you know, leaderboards that you see in like a mobile game where the goal is to get you to keep playing and keep playing, and keep playing. Right. And It's by design that as soon as you stop playing, 14 people jump ahead of you in the leaderboard. And one thing that I really disliked the first week where it was in multiplayer, the mode that I play the most, is I was matched with, you know, 20 or however many random people across the world. We're all in the leaderboard together. And I play three games. I come back out and I'm in like 12th place or something. I'm like, okay, cool. I can work on getting my rank up or something. I look at first place and no kidding, they're two decimal places higher than me. Like, I had 6,000 points and they had like 600. I'm like, well, what the... Sorry. Well, I'm like, what is the point? You know, and it made me want to not play it. And that's the opposite of what they're trying to do. So I think it needs some tweaking for sure to put people in groups with other people who play the same amount as them. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise it really just felt very pointless and discouraging. And that's not what you want when somebody's loading up your game, right? So I think it needs some more work.
Yeah. And now there is cosmetics, like a lot of stuff that you can unlock. And not only through the leaderboards, but also by the points that you have in total. So even if you're not in the top 10 or whatever, you can still unlock stuff. So, which is cool. You know, that motivates me to play and maybe unlock some cool stuff in there, make my gun look better, I guess, you know. But overall, like, I'm really having a good time with Black Ops 7. You know, I try to ignore a lot of the anger about the game, because just people just love to hate something that's big like Black Ops, which is, it's fair. Like, I get it. You know, I get why people don't like it and so on. But
they've made some creative choices that are really frustrating too. Like,
yeah, of course, about, of course, yeah.
You know, some use of generative AI and some reused assets. Like, there is a lot of shortcuts taken in this game. Mm-hmm. Not saying that it's easy to make a game this big, but that is something that is worth calling out.
And that part is fair to talk about, you know, but sometimes people just hate it just to hate. That's the part I'm like, oh, you haven't even played the game. Why hate it? You get what I'm saying? That's the part I'm like, at least try it and have some opinion about it, criticisms, and that's fine too, you know. So, but I'm having a good time. I don't see myself stopping at all. I could definitely see myself throughout the whole year just going back to the game. And I hope that – here's a question that I do have for Treyarch is, I know this was like the biggest season ever for them. Is it going to be like this in every season? Is it just now because it's the first season? Like, what other stuff are we going to get to see throughout the year
after this one? I don't know if we went over all of it, but just a quick idea of like all the stuff that's in this season – mm-hmm. In addition to a battle pass, which, as you probably, if you're listening to the show, you know what a battle pass is, and there's a lot of stuff you can unlock just by playing with the battle pass. And I've already unlocked quite a bit and some really great weapon blueprints that have actually been winning me some games, which is pretty cool and noteworthy. But some of the changes they made in this update, some UI changes, multiplayer fixes, obviously that happens with every patch. Like we said, these new zombies modes, the new zombies map, and then a whole bunch of multiplayer maps have come through. They, like Danny said, will continue the story and the in-game sequences. They have these new weekly challenges. They have this new leaderboard thing. And, you know, of course, new weapons and, like, operator skins and all that stuff. So there's a lot in this update. And, you know, I don't think they're overselling it. I think there's quite a bit to see. If you played opening week and you haven't opened up the game since then, it does feel like there's a lot to see that's new. Mm-hmm. And then they also introduced some new seasonal events, right? So they have like this thing they're calling Rally Point, where it's like they have more blueprints and weapons and operator skins and camos and things. So it does seem like they're planning to continue to do this, which is pretty cool. You know, they're really focused on anti-cheat and making sure that it's fun to play this. I have some reservations about some of the things that they're doing to encourage people to play, like leaderboards, but they can only learn. So I think it's positive to see this level of support. Granted, the game did just come out, so if it's this well-supported next year at the same time, that would be really cool. Or mm-hmm. if they dump all of this into the next iteration, you know, maybe that's the way they're going to go instead. But mm-hmm. I'm feeling really proud, feeling really positive about what I've played so far and mm-hmm. still having fun. So, yeah, I think they're doing a good job.
Now, one last thing I have to mention, because I got to give them a prop for this. I know a couple of weeks back, before we had the team at Asus on our show to talk about the Xbox Ally and Xbox Ally X, one of the things I mentioned is, you know, for me, look, I have glasses. I tried to play Black Ops 6. This is before 7 came out. I was playing Black Ops 6, and it was really hard to read because the text was so small, and it was really giving me a headache. It was a lot for me. So I was like, I hope they make some changes with Black Ops 7. They did, where now you could have the text even larger, and it's a lot easier if you play in handheld mode. So that's something I wanted to say. Good job on that, because, man, it was a struggle for me to see the stuff that I was doing in the game because the text was so, so small.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they did that. And missed opportunity, man. They should have released this on the Switch, too. Personally, for me, I think that would have been great, too. But hopefully the next game.
There's still time. We'll see.
I think probably the next game. I don't see that for this one.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Switch 2 is a great machine.
Yeah. Don't sleep on it.
Love to play this game on there.
Don't sleep on it. But yeah, I just want to say a shout out to Treyarch, Activision, Step 3, everybody over there. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. And I'm glad that it took us some time to play it and then now recording about it, because there was a lot of stuff happening at that time too, you know. And plus, I didn't want to rush it. Like, I think it was good for us to like play it as much as we can, try the new season and have a discussion about it, you know. So it's been great.
Yeah, these games take time to really get into and to see all there is to see, because there's so much game in this game. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a question for you, Reed, before we wrap it up. What is your weapon of choice?
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look them all up.
There's the Peacekeeper. I like the Peacekeeper for me.
I think it's the MK.
MK67, I think it is?
I think so. Yeah, I believe that's what it is, MK7. And I have all full attachments on it. I put the whatever the perk is to let you add even more attachments. So it's like loaded up. And I always have a silencer on it. And I usually run with that gun, I usually run fast hands and like maybe ninja or something like that. And I also like Dead Zone or something like that. The action skill, where basically it gives me ghost and I can hide from all of the skewers and the UAVs and stuff like that, and be, you know, silent when I run around, because this gun has a really large clip. I don't need to reload a lot. Usually I use scavenger as a default. Sorry, we're getting way in the weeds here, but that's
it's all good.
That doesn't need it because it has a big, huge magazine. So I really like that loadout right now.
Now, you prefer robot or helicopter?
I've been okay. So here's the thing: I usually go either UIV or counter UIV, depending on who we're playing with, and if they have the other one for me. And then I like a turret because it's so funny. Honestly, like I usually use a turret because it's for jokes.
Okay.
And then a helicopter. But there was a daily challenge that actually changed the way I've been playing lately, which is interesting because this doesn't happen a lot for me. But a daily challenge where it was encouraging you to get ordnance kills with your kill streaks. And I because of that, I went ahead and I did the skewer, which is pretty much always a guaranteed kill, napalm, which can usually get a lot of kills, or at least a lot of damage, and then you can follow up with like a grenade. And then I put a helicopter. And let me tell you, with skewer, napalm, helicopter, I was getting to that helicopter almost every game.
Ooh, nice.
And I was like, oh, maybe this is the new power combo. So that's been my kill streak, my score streak loadout recently. And I feel like it's a good flow.
Now you know the where you could put bankroll, it will increase your points. It will be easier for you to
get to the first one.
To the first one. Do you have that? Because I always have that on.
Don't.
You don't? Really? I usually do that because sometimes I get really close and I'm like, and then I die. I don't know. I have sometimes I have a struggle to reach the helicopter, but that's just me.
No, I need those weapons attachments so bad. And sometimes I will put like maybe like a class that like a pre-made weapon that doesn't need it. I might put bankroll on and then throw my kill streaks up a little bit higher just to see like if I can get to it. But lately I've just been going with the overhead strikes.
All right. It's all good. All right. But anything else for you before we wrap it up?
Yeah. If you're around during the holidays, Danny and I stream. We'll probably be streaming over the next couple days at least. And we'll definitely be playing and posting stuff over the holidays. So check out some of our Call of Duty stuff. It's funny. I'm going to put up a really funny clip this week.
Definitely. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. We have one more episode coming up next week. And also, be on the lookout. We're planning to go to a couple events. And I don't know if we're going to have a time to record podcasts, but check out our social media. We probably post through there, you know. So be on the lookout. And until next time, everyone, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.